It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. And finally, on this Friday, do you have the type of work where you find it hard just to clock out and move into sort of a free time mode? You have the type of work where you need to get rid of perhaps some stress over that shift of work by talking with your coworkers, by decompressing? Well, Iowa State landscape architecture students are creating a decompression area for employees of a new state prison for women in Mitchellville. Joining us to talk about that is Austin Haveliana. Hi, Austin.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, you are a senior studying landscape architecture at Iowa State University, and you are also an intern at the Iowa Correctional Institution for Women in Mitchellville. How did this idea come about?
So the campus at Mitchellville is brand new. It's a brand new prison, and as they were building all the buildings for the campus, they realized that the outdoor environment wasn't thought of that much. So the prison, the planners, they contacted Iowa State University, and they asked for a simple planting plan and for tree plans. But the professors and students thought, you know, they could do a lot more. We as students and professionals in landscape architecture, we understand the immense power that the environment can have on people. And so they started a brand new plan for the outside of the buildings. So last year they went in and they started building outdoor classrooms, and that facilitates various programming for the women. They take various classes and they can take that outside and have a better environment versus being cramped into a little room.
And I understand specifically for this decompression area for the employees, there were observations made about how the parking lot was used, right?
Correct. So as the students, as well as myself being there this summer, we see that instead of taking a break outside or even with other coworkers, a lot of the administration and correctional officers, they'll simply go out into their cars and sit there for a half hour, which really isn't conducive to relaxing. You're still cramped up. You're in a car which transports you from home to work, and it's really not the best area to decompress.
So what will this new decompression area look like?
So the area is directly adjacent to the administration building, and it's right next to where officers and everyone goes in and out to clock in. So it's three-tiered. The top tier is a standing room. Basically, we have some plants there. The middle tier actually has grills. It provides the officers opportunities to grill out if they're going to, you know, be there for a little bit, as well as facilitate some group activities that they do each year. And then the bottom tier is another seating area. We're incorporating various vegetation, as well as a few screens to keep it more private for the officers to have. And it's a really just a place for them to get outside before going home so that they don't have to take the pressures from work into their home life.
Mm-hmm. Now, imagine studying at ISU, you get the basics, of course, of landscape architecture. What other ideas did you get from specifically from this project?
Well, for myself, it's just the power of landscape architecture. We're really solving problems here at the prison. So we're solving problems inside of giving the women a more open environment to share their stories as well as to learn. And we're giving officers an area to really relieve themselves of their work. And for me, I'm learning that landscape architecture, it's not about just creating spaces. It's about solving problems.
So when you go through an urban area or any structure, you as a landscape architecture student are really aware of that. So you walk around. I bet you judge everything you come across, don't you?
Correct, both for how it looks and how it functions.
Uh-huh. Did you talk about, find out what other kinds of jobs need this kind of decompression?
Yes, and actually it's not even just the prison. Yes, the prison has high-stress jobs, but you know what? In today's society, so does everyone. So this project really could be applied to corporate offices, universities, anywhere where people just need to relax and get away from their desk and office. You know, we're at our computers all the time now, and having this area is perfect to keep the mind revitalized as well as just to step away from work and get away for a little bit.
So you're involved in the design. How much of the building will you be present for?
I'm president, as well as the team of the other eight students. We're present for the whole time. So we got to do the design like we do in class, but then we're physically seeing how that relates from paper into real life. So yesterday we're out there hauling limestone, building walls, bulldozing, digging. And it's really interesting and worthwhile for us to learn how to use what we draw and put it into real life.
And some of your input did you get from employees or others at Mitchellville?
Yeah. So the whole process, we went out to the prison, we looked around, but really we didn't know what we were going to do until we talked with administration and correctional officers. So we met with them, got their needs. One thing being out of prison is you have to think about safety and how it functions. So we have a lot of constraints about, you know, how tight can a plant be so that an offender couldn't hide something in there or block a view. And those constraints let us be really creative and really solve problems that can work at the prison.
Mm-hmm. And one of the key aspects, no chairs, standing or leaning. Why is that?
Correct. One of the comments we got was, if correctional officers or administration, if they're going to use that as a break time, they don't really want to sit down as their primary way to relax because that makes them tired. And if they have to go back into duty, they don't want to go back tired. So providing leaning spaces allows them to relax while still being able to go back to work, revitalized and still have a little energy.
Okay, thank you very much. Austin Haveliana,
thank you.
Senior studying landscape architecture at Iowa State University. We appreciate the comments.